This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Gee, I don't know about you, but I just get a great big lump in my throat every time I hear it.
The Rich Eisen Show, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
So, Lewis Black, do you know where Aaron Rodgers is?
He's at ayahuasca camp. Not my idea of fun.
It would be wild if that is, in fact, where he is.
Earlier on the show, Seahawks wide receiver Tyler Lockett. Coming up, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, Fox Sports announcer and voice of the Dodgers, Joe Davis. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We see folks chiming in here, wanting to play win-loss game. Guess what? It's all good. We're ready to have you. Certainly, and it looks like it's the win-loss game is about to go global, international. I'm seeing a location. Somebody's chiming in from to play the win-loss game. And it's awesome. We love it. It means we're an international brand. You know what I'm saying? Picking it up, putting it down right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Joe Davis making his way to the studio, the voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers in baseball for Fox. He's going to be calling NFL games with Greg Olson this fall. That should be a very fine listen, to say the least. I don't know if I'll ask him this, but I'll ask you this. If Burkhart and Tom Brady are doing America's Game of the Week, then what does Joe Davis and Greg Olson do? Do they do the Midwest's game of the week? Is that what it is? I don't know what that means. Because America's getting it, right? And it is a game, and it's in the week, right? All right, you don't have to answer.
I mean, I'm trying to think of something clever.
Don't have to think of anything clever. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be clever without saying something, which is it's just absurd. Joining us here from Sports Illustrated, our friend Albert Breer is back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you doing, Albert? Good to see you.
Good. How are you doing, Rich? I'm coming in hot today.
What are you doing? What do you mean you're coming in hot?
I might be 30 seconds late. I'm just handling a bunch of off season stuff today. All good.
Are you sure you weren't in like Peru dropping ayahuasca? Or something
I haven't been to South America today. Right. No.
No. Albert, where is Aaron Rodgers? Albert, where's Aaron?
The best I can answer this right now that I feel solid about is that he is somewhere that they could not excuse and maintain credibility with the rest of the locker room, but would be expected, would not be an out of left field thing for him. So you guys can open your mind, so to speak, as he's been known to open his mind sometimes into all the possibilities that might create for you.
So you're spilling just a little tea, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I think like the one thing that I think is important here, and like I want to first say what I know, and then I'll tell you what I think. You know, like what I know is that Robert Saleh, the coaching staff, the front office, they were apprised of this. And so there was open dialogue about this. And so, you know, really over the last 2 months, he's been a very engaged member of the offseason program. He was last year too, which is a lot more than you could say for really the last half decade he was in Green Bay, mm-hmm. right? So he's done more, and there's no question about that. And so, you know, like he told them that he had something he didn't want to miss and that he was going to be away for the last week of the off-season program, which is when the mandatory minicamp is. They communicated to him that they wouldn't be able to excuse him for that. And again, it's because that's how you maintain credibility with your locker room. You can't do something for one person that you wouldn't do for other stars of the team, let alone like guys on down the roster, right? Like, if you wouldn't do this for Hassan Reddick, or you wouldn't do this for Garrett Wilson, or you wouldn't do this for Sauce Gardner, you can't really do it for Aaron Rodgers. And it sounds to me at least like Aaron had an understanding of that. So he understands that they can't excuse it, and he understands if fines come. Like, he gets that. Apparently he's on board with it. Now, there's the information part of this that is making it much worse, right? Which is, if this had come out 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and this part of it's what I think, if this had come to light a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we're not talking about this, right? Like, if Robert Saleh gets up there at the podium last week and says, yeah, this is going to be Aaron's last week, you know, there's a prearranged thing that he wanted to take part in next week. He won't be here for that. We're not going to excuse it, but, you know, per our team policy, but, you know, like, we just want to give everybody a heads up. This would be much less of a story. It becomes a story because we're finding out right when it happens. And so, you know, now it looks the same way, you know, CeeDee Lamb staying away or Hassan Reddick or Amari Cooper staying away looks, right? Like, where it looks like this is some sort of statement when maybe it's not.
Well, okay. So,
although the statement would be, I mean, like, to me, again, this is what I think, Rich, right? Isn't there a because I can element to this, right? Like, why are you doing this? Because I can, right? Because I'm Aaron Rodgers.
That's one way to look at it, Albert. I personally, just not saying I know the guy, but I mean, I've covered him you know, I know people who know him, you know, and I have spoken to him, you know, in the past, but not about this subject matter.
Yep.
It strikes me, the way I was saying it, is the offense is essentially his, right? The offensive coordinator has the title as such, but he's the offensive coordinator. It's basically Nathaniel Hackett is there to help the process for Rodgers' offense that he wants to run.
To coach the other 10 guys?
Pretty well, to coach Aaron, but I mean, to come up with schemes that Aaron know, or plays that he may know that Aaron wants to do, or Aaron can change it. Right.
Yeah.
So the offense is installed. He's cool with it. He's ready to go. All right. Like, as far the one thing that he needs to do, maybe, is get his mind right. And if that's what he's doing right now, then that's just as important as he thinks is doing the mandatory mini camp and all that sort of stuff. It's just that's the way that I view it. And he told the Jets and they're like, listen, man, like, you know, if that's what you're doing, we can't excuse or whatever. But if the team and the players are cool with it and he's cool with it, like, internally, there's no discord. That's all that matters to them. They have to know, though. They have to know where they're residing in the New York City metropolitan area. Yeah. They have to know this. They have to know that if they're going to play it like this, the way it would be received and to know basically that bridge is out and they had this much run up of roadway to get to the bridge, why they would just floor it and go right into the abyss makes no sense at all. I mean, the Bucks had, as we know, a couple summers ago, Brady had a 2-week respite from training camp. And they let folks know in advance this is going to happen. And obviously there was a full-on conversation as to why he was gone. But they got it out there. There's also, you can't move training camp. Why don't the Jets switch weeks of when they're holding the mini camp?
Yeah.
If they had months of heads up, why didn't they make the week before the mandatory minicamp when Rodgers was there? I just don't get that.
A bunch of teams that did that.
Right.
There were a bunch of teams that did have the minicamp last week and then have a couple last OTAs this week. And if you're having OTAs this week and you're having minicamp last week, well, then Aaron Rodgers missing the OTAs is no big deal. Right.
Yeah, like it's just he's just not there. He's excused, and I don't understand.
Well, that would be voluntary. The OTAs would be voluntary.
Right, exactly. So And it would come out as just him being, oh, there's that quirky guy going off to, if he does, you know, some spot, some destination spot to get his mind right. Isn't that crazy? He's just a little, you know, he's Aaron Rodgers. And we would just, I don't understand it. I don't
remember. It opens the door to speculation.
That's the thing I don't get.
And it opens the door to all of us talking about it and all of us speculating.
But if it doesn't matter to them, I guess if they're all good inside the building, but the conversation outside the building is so unflattering that I don't know how it doesn't affect something.
Like ayahuasca is now like a trending topic on Twitter probably, right? Like, well, why is that? Because this door has been opened. And I think that part of it is important because it's just like, and again, like I'm not saying this is going to affect the way that they go to training camp, and I'm with you. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers being in the right mental space at his age to play a full season and go through a 17 game season and come back from the Achilles injury is paramount. That's really important. And I'm with you. Like, I think the management of it is where we can ask those questions. And how are you managing this situation? And if we had known about this a couple of weeks ago, it's still a story, but it's less of one, right? And like, where this becomes an issue now is like, well, if Aaron's away this week, well, all right, when is he going to address this? Well, not until at least next week, right? Or the week after that, or whenever he decides to do it. And until then, he's left a lot of other people to answer for him, right? Like, if he had gone on, I don't know, like, let's say he went on McAfee and spilled it last week. This is a lot less of an issue. You know what I mean? This is not a problem as much, at least, where if he explained it. I think the unfortunate part is now you've left Robert Saleh and you've left your teammates in a position where that's all they're going to be asked about, right? Like, and so, you know, over the course of the 3-day mini camp, so much focus is going to be on the guy who's not there. And because he's not there to explain it, like, that leaves all of you to explain it. And so I think that's part of it. And then of course, like, there's the other part of it, which is if Aaron goes out and throws 16 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions in the first month of the season, you know how many people are talking about this?
Zero.
Zero.
Point zero.
But if they stumble out of the gate, what are people going to be pointing back to? You know, like, so there's that part of it too. The same way, by the way, like, people, you know, like when Brady, when the Bucs, and I believe they were, what, 8-9 that year? Now they won the division and they rallied and everything else, but you know, there were points that year where people pointed back to Brady missing the 2 weeks in training camp, right? Like, this sort of becomes the same thing now, which seems ridiculous because it's 3 days in June, but it does feel like the door has been opened because of the handling of it.
Albert Breer here on the Rich Eisen Show. What happened with the league investigation of the Falcons that caused them to, as they say, dock them a 5th round selection, I believe, in next year's draft and fine the general manager, Terry Fontenot, $50,000 for tampering? Is that officially the what they're calling it? With their,
yes.
What do we
got? So I this has sort of been a big process. And I think, you know, part of the issue here, and I feel like I can speak a little bit more freely about this now, is there are situations in the NFL, I'm just talking broad strokes here, right? There are situations in the NFL where everyone agrees that it would be good for things to go one way, right? And for certain things to happen at a certain speed. And I do think, like, for everyone involved in the Kirk Cousins situation through those weeks in March, there was an agreement that the best thing for everybody, whether it was Kirk's camp, whether it was the Falcons, whether it was the Vikings, whether it was anybody else, Denver, whoever thought about dipping their toe in those waters, the best thing for everybody in that circumstance was for Kirk Cousins to agree to terms as close to noon on that Monday as possible. And so sometimes when there's an agreement that that's the best thing, there's some looking the other way that goes on, right? And the league does have to come down on that stuff, but this feels like one of those situations to me where there was a lot of, I think, people in all spots there agreed that the best thing for the Falcons, the best thing for the Vikings, the best thing for every team involved was for Kirk to make a decision quickly so everybody could move on. And because it did happen quickly, it helped the Vikings pivot and go get Sam Darnold. It affected the way the Falcons were planning going forward from there as well. It helped everybody. It helped Kirk, right? Like, it helped Kirk. So You know, I do think that this is one of those scenarios where this is a little bit of a victimless crime, and this stuff happens more than people know. And I don't know that the league really wanted to open some Pandora's box where it's like, okay, you know, now we're coming down really hard on this, and now are we going to be chasing a half dozen cases, you know, like it every single year?
So they just ticketed him for going
jaywalking.
Yeah, is it jaywalking, right? Tamper walking or something like that?
Yeah,
Because everybody, because why? Because Cousins basically decided I don't want to go here anymore.
And I feel like this is simply because of the PR part of it, because it got out there, right? And because some of the things, there were some people that slipped, and because some people slipped and said some things, it just, like, I think that's why, is like, because it's out there. And I think this almost feels to me like the league saying, you know what, we have to do something. All right, guys, like, let's figure out something. We will handle it the way we need to handle it. We know that these things happen sometimes. Everybody knows where the line is, and everybody knows, like, that you can, you know, take a couple steps over that line. Just don't dance over it. Just don't spit on the line. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, that's what it feels like a little bit to me, where this is jaywalking, but it's just a reminder to everybody. Just don't be blatant about it when you do it. But we understand that these things happen sometimes, and in a lot of cases, they're victimless crimes that benefit the parties involved.
So what was it? They reached out to him too soon? Is that what it was?
Yeah. I mean, it was the communication part of it. Yes, is what was at issue here. And I mean, look, like I do think, again, like, the, to me, you know, like, the Vikings, I guess, if you want to, you know, put this in the terms of a court of law, the Vikings would be the plaintiff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the plaintiff, like, I don't think that this was like something that they were fervently like, yes, we want charges pressed here. You know what I mean? Like, now maybe there are some people in the building that felt that way, but I know a lot of people didn't. You know, like, I don't think this was that big a deal to the Vikings, which is probably a pretty big part of the league's decision making here too. And, you know, again, like, I think you look at the end result, and the end result is that, like, the Vikings wind up, you know, being able to move very quickly on another quarterback because the Kirk thing got done fast, and the Kirk thing doesn't get done that fast. I mean, no one's under the illusion that the Kirk deal or any of these other deals that get reported at like 12:22 or 12:34 or whatever else on that Monday, no one's under the illusion that everybody just snapped their fingers and made those deals come to life.
Well, I mean, there is a window, if you will, that is now legal in which to talk to somebody. And I guess what you're saying essentially is that the fact that Cousins left Minnesota isn't because the Falcons reached out too soon. It's just that Cousins was gone based on the knowledge of their conversations with him, and that was the end of it, unless there's other people in the building that think otherwise.
I think it was down the line.
Right.
Like, I don't think anything was done. No. But, like, I think everybody had a good idea of what the landscape was.
Right.
And I think the Falcons were able to push it over the goal line afternoon on that Monday. But, like, again, like, I mean, look, when I was young covering the league, you probably remember this combine, you know, Rich, like, you remember, like, how, like, the combine used to be right before free agency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, like, it was like the combine, like, ended on, like, Wednesday, and then, like, Friday at midnight, the free agency started. I remember, like there was this one steakhouse. I think it was like, I can't remember if it was like, it was not Prime or one of those, right, or St. Elmo's, but it was like, it was Ruth's Chris. It was somewhere that was like relatively out in the open.
Yeah.
Like, Dan Snyder was out to dinner with, like, you know, Albert Hainsworth's agent. You know what I mean? Like, everyone saw it. It's just like, all right. Like, and then it gets done, like, in the wee hours of that Friday morning. We all know what happened.
So, last one on this one, I guess.
You have to remember that, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, come on, man. And especially, you remember that, especially one. Since the combine. I mean, everybody just goes out and about. So I guess if they lost the draft choice in 2025, it's a good thing they got their quarterback of the future already, huh, Albert?
Yeah, the hope of getting Tom Brady in the fifth round in 2025 is now gone for the Falcons. So good thing they took Michael Penix, eighth overall.
I couldn't end that conversation without taking one last gratuitous shot. at this situation. Okay. So last one for you. As you're mapping out your summer, if you could have your druthers and go to one training camp for the opening, to be there physically at the opening of this training camp, it would be which one, Albert?
Chargers.
It's not because you miss Jim so much, right? Or it's not because you want to come to Los Angeles.
Give him a high five.
No, but yeah. Why the Chargers?
I say that. That might be where I start. And the reason why, Rich, is because I think it's so cool that there are going to be five camps right there. You know what I mean? Like, I think the fact that we have, this version of the Cheese League that's out there, and I don't think that they're going to be able to scrimmage with each other quite as much as you used to see back in the day, because I think some of those teams play each other in the regular season. Obviously, the Chargers and Raiders are in the same division. But having the Raiders and the Chargers and the Rams and the Saints and the Cowboys all out there at once. I know at one point the Texans had preliminary talks about going out there. It's like a really cool thing. So I think the Chargers camp is going to be really interesting. I think what Jim Harbaugh can do in recreating again what he created at Stanford, at San Francisco, and then at Michigan over the last 9 years is fascinating. What that'll mean for Justin Herbert is fascinating. How he runs a training camp, having come from the college game, I think we'll be able to see some things just in the way that their operation, works in practice. I think that part of it will be really, really fascinating. So they're interesting. I think the other ones that are interesting, Miami with Tua, obviously Green Bay with Jordan Love, and then the Cowboys, if all this stuff is still hanging out there, and you and I have talked a ton about this over the last few weeks, but are we taking attendance? Like, if you're a Cowboys beat writer, are we taking attendance on the curbside at the hotel there, in Oxnard, and waiting to see if Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott, and CeeDee Lamb check into that Residence Inn? Like, that one's really, really interesting to me too. And how it affects, the way that team's able to, go through a full training camp, I think will be really, really interesting.
If I had a guess on that front, I think Micah checks in. I think Dak's the first to check in. I think Dak might actually stand behind the counter and check others in. I think he will be there in that respect. The CeeDee Lamb, I'd have to wonder about that one. That's the one I would wonder about, Albert.
Here's the other one that's interesting to me is Chicago. Is like just Caleb Williams has made such a good early impression there. And everything is so positive there. And you look at the setup and this is not like a startup. Like they're in their third year building. Mm-hmm. I am wondering if that's the camp where we get these reports, holy crap. And, you see the clips go up on Twitter, right? Holy crap, this throw Caleb made. You know what I mean? I just have sensed so much positivity coming out of that place. Chicago is going to be one I'll be excited to go to, because I think and his skill set too plays into it, of course. But I could certainly see where we have a couple of wow moments early in camp that go viral on social media.
I can't wait. All right. So now that I know your plans, got a plan to be in this chair to my right, Albert.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully
seriously,
a little darker than I am now.
No, it's all right. You'll already have a few weeks of Nantucket, hopefully under your belt. And then you'll come out here and let's plan on it.
Thanks. Absolutely. I'll be there.
You're the man. Thanks, brother. Enjoy.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Have a good Father's Day weekend. That's Albert Breer right
here.
You
too. Happy Father's Day to you and all you guys over there.
Thanks, pal. That's Albert Breer, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fill the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600. It's got a full great sear zone so you could put more food on the flame. Food's going to look as good as it tastes, and this grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You'll cook on two levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone. You can add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. We turn to the phone lines, and what's more likely when we come back right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you could find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started.
So you remember the Roku Channel documentary with NFL Films, The Pick Is In, from last year?
Yeah,
with
some
great insight of the draft. They didn't air it until right before the season last year. Well, they moved it up.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Nice.
Right here on the Roku Channel. And Roku, you can check out the latest The Pick Is In. They followed around, I think, Ryan Poles and the Bears were featured in this. And so, in this portion, is the Rich Eisen Show. Hit it.
Ryan Poles here on the Rich Eisen Show. And so, you know, you were hired from the Chiefs organization. You oversaw all aspects of college scouting across the country for the Chiefs at the time when Mahomes got drafted by the Chiefs.
All right, get back to me and then let's turn it in. Card is in.
All right, congratulations.
I'm not telling any details out of school. A lot of folks are comping Caleb with Mahomes. Do you see the comp?
There are some similarities there. And that gets you excited, right? Creativity, different arm angles, big arm, that part's there for sure.
When you're in that spot, you always want to look at the quarterback position. We took the time to watch Caleb, and it's very easy to see what makes him special. When you watch tape and you see something that's just not normal, it makes you light up and smile and see the potential in terms of moving an organization.
The Chiefs' third Super Bowl in 5 years!
In Kansas City, got to see what Pat did to that organization. We're hoping we can get something similar.
Fun stuff. Roku original. The Pick Is In. Check it out. So much going on. Look at, I think you could see they follow the Rams as well.
Oh, yeah, Washington.
Rosenhaus is in the mix. And, he's in the house.
Come on, what would a draft show be without Drew?
So. There may be some moments of me behind the scenes on the set of NFL Network as well.
Love
Check
it.
That out. Don't you dare miss it. It's must see. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right, I got to tell you, I'm very excited about this. Very, very excited about this. We have a phone call. First in, first up. Wanting to play a win-loss game all the way from Hanoi, Vietnam.
What?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Vietnam. Chris in Hanoi is on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Chris?
Yes, hey, Rich. How's it going?
I'm doing very well. What's up? How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I happened to, and you'll have to forgive me, I'm trying to not speak so loud so I don't wake my neighbors up.
Okay. Yeah, what time is it there?
Overreaction Monday podcast on YouTube, and you commented that no one had played the win-loss game yet this offseason for the Tennessee Titans. So I thought I might step up and fulfill that role.
Okay. What time is it there at present in Vietnam?
It is roughly half after midnight, or just about half after midnight.
Okay. So 12, you, Chris, 12, in Vietnam are sitting just after midnight. It's already Friday where you are on this Thursday show, saying, you know what? I'm going to call in the Rich Eisen Show and play the win-loss game for the Tennessee Titans, but in a voice that's low enough that doesn't wake my neighbors. Is that what you're saying to me right now, Chris?
That is the idea.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Great reception, too.
Go ahead and hit it, please, for Chris in Vietnam. at the Chicago Bears. What do you got for me, Chris?
So first game for Caleb Williams. I think Will Levis does just a little bit more, and more importantly, just enough not to lose, but the Titans' run game gets them the win.
Okay. Next up, home for the Jets.
Bounce back game for the Jets after they lose week one to the Niners, and the Titans lose in a classic fudging of the home opener.
At the classic fudging. By the way, write that down.
Classic fudging.
By the way, great 70s rock band, classic fudging. Yeah. Home for the Packers.
Titans usually have their number in Nashville. That's a win.
Okay. At the Miami Dolphins on a Monday night.
Revenge game for the game last year in Miami, also on primetime. That's a loss.
2-2 off the bye, home for the Colts.
They typically split in the season with the Colts division opponent after the bye at home. I give them the win.
3-2 at the Bills.
If it were in Nashville, they'd have a chance, but against Buffalo in Buffalo, that's a loss.
No Music City Miracle. 3-3 at the Lions.
Okay. Since Jared Goff won the first game for the Lions in 2021, yes, I feel like the entire city of Detroit has been awake and feeling dangerous. I don't know what's going on with them. I think the Titans won't know what hit them after this game. They lose and maybe ugly.
3-4, home for the Patriots.
Okay, so on that Overreaction podcast, you were saying that the Titans are the team. Everyone plays this game and says, oh, yeah, that's a win.
Right.
That'd be the Patriots, I think.
4-4 at the Chargers.
Always a crazy ending in games between these two. Last-minute field goals, weird turnovers, crazy overtime.
Fumbles at the goal line by Melvin Gordon. I remember that one. So what do you got for me?
The overreaction Monday, the day after this game, we'll ask, did Jim Harbaugh make a mistake returning to the NFL after the Titans pull out a squeaker?
So listen to this. By the way, lots of information here. Usually it's just win-loss, by the way, Chris. And I don't know if this racks up more on your phone bill. If you want to, you know, just say win-loss, that's fine, too.
Wi-Fi calling is free.
Okay, very good. 5-4, home for the Vikings.
This one's a toss-up. No real history with them. It's at home. I'll say a win.
6-4 at the Texans.
Always a tough out in Houston. It's a short week for them, but I think they'll be on a midseason roll. That's a loss.
6-5 at the Commanders.
Classic trap game. Non-conference opponent on the road. They should beat them, but they will lose this one.
6-6, home for the Jaguars.
Not a bounce-back game, more like a security blanket game. The Titans will thrash the Jags in Nashville for the win.
7-6, home for the Bengals.
Callahan still has their number, and Tyler Boyd, with his one-year deal, has a career game. Titans win.
8-6 at the Colts.
The other side of that split, the Colts are fighting for a playoff spot. Titans lose.
8-7 at the Jaguars.
The Titans are also fighting for a playoff spot, but they trip themselves up in a winnable game in Jacksonville that they lose.
All right, 8-8, home for the Texans.
And to close it out, a classic Titans win an in-game, and the Titans pull a wild card spot out of the fire with the win.
Well, Chris in Vietnam, I can't tell you how much I appreciate so much here. First of all, your well-thought-out treatise on every single win or loss. That's number one. Number two, that you take in the Overreaction Monday podcast where you are in Vietnam and heard me say that nobody had played the win-loss game for the Tennessee Titans. And then when you did that, I opened my book, and I don't know if this is good news or bad news. Somebody had done that. Actually, Matt in Tennessee had done that. I'd forgotten about it, but you had the same exact mark as him, 9-8. Chris?
We Titans fans stick together, what can I say? And, Rich, just one quick thing before I go.
Yes, sir.
I didn't get to say this earlier, but for my money, the Rich Eisen Show, hands down, the best sports talk show in media. Take that to the bank.
How many? So, how many other shows are like this one in Vietnam, Chris?
Well, they have some pretty exciting soccer matches. I haven't seen any of the talk show. It's all state-run media around here, so they can't say anything too controversial.
Very good, Chris. Thank you so much. That's it. That's Chris in Vietnam, who's watching the Vietnamese version of First Take in about 7 hours.
See you later.
Locally there.
No Overreaction Monday in Vietnam, apparently.
There we go.
That was fun.
That was great.
844-204-RICH, number to dial.
Love it.
Lots of phone calls. We'll get to them. Joe Davis making his way to the studio. It's now time, because I'm out of the chair tomorrow. Jim Jackson will be here to get you set for a possible series sweep of the Mavericks by the Celtics on Friday's show. He'll be here. So it's time now to play a Friday staple here on this Thursday show. Time for What's More Likely, presented by T. Rowe Price.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, here we go. Chris Brockman, what do you have over there for What's More Likely?
Hey, guys, happy Thursday.
Thank you.
Hey. Everybody good?
Yes.
What up?
All right. I saw some chatter. Devontae Adams talking up Brock Bowers and, of course, weak neighbors. Dominating Giants camp right now. Non-quarterback to be offensive rookie of the year this year. Brock Bowers or Malik Nabers?
First of all, I did see that news about Devontae Adams talking of Brock Bowers. Mentioned his nickname for him, businessman, yeah, because he's only about business. Unfortunately for Brock, though, is he's being referred to as businessman by the initials of that. He's being called BM, which, as we all know, another, you know, initializing for a movement from your bowel. That's what I thought of. I'm like, why are they like, is
really?
Is it? Yes.
I thought baby mama.
No. That's, by the way,
I was very confused.
That's also something else that, you know, that involves biology. Understood? Or anatomy. I thought it was unfortunate to be nicknamed BM. At any rate,
that's a dope name.
That said,
though,
I'll go Brock Bowers, man. I want to go Brock Bowers, dude.
Minshew to Bowers all year?
Minshew to Bowers. Although Antonio Pierce says there is a pitched quarterback battle going on right now in Raiders camp. He said that just this very day.
AOC and...
Dude, I don't know, man. I just think Bowers will be able to affect a little bit more from his position than Nabers from his. Let's just put it that way.
No. Drew Lock to neighbors.
Yep.
First month. I don't.
You left Marvin Harrison Jr. out of that because that would have been the simple answer in either case.
Yeah. I was trying to take some off the.
Got it.
Off the path.
What
here,
else,
guys.
Sir? What else?
Okay. How about this one? Jaden Daniels said he's not yet. He needs to work to be great. Bo Nix looks like he's going to be the Broncos Week One guy. Rookie quarterback to take his team to the playoffs first. Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix?
Jaden Daniels, man. No one is talking about the weapons they already have there in Washington.
Like who?
What do you mean like who? Terry McLaurin is outstanding.
He still plays?
Okay. Wow. Okay. Come on. Terry McLaurin's outstanding. Brian Robinson Jr. Is terrific. Austin Eckler's there now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I mean, come on now. Come on now. It's not like the cupboard is totally bare there. They just fell apart. The coach was done there, as we all know. You know, they traded away one of their best defensive players in the middle of the season. Two of them.
McLaurin's had four straight 1,000-yard
seasons. Dude, McLaurin is... You can make a case McLaurin's top 10 in this league at the position.
You could make the case.
Now, listen, I don't know what's happening right now. I start the show talking up the Boston Celtics, and now here I am talking about a Buckeye. Stop it.
I don't know.
I need to move off.
One,
hey, listen, last time I said that, you said the same thing, and Amon Ross St. Brown happened.
I don't remember me dissing the Sun Guard, bro.
Totally
I love
did.
The Sun Guard.
Both of you guys gave me significant pushback.
We're going to have to pull the tape on that.
I will just say this. The cupboard is much more full in D.C. than Denver. What else you got over there, Chris?
Okay. Lamar Jackson didn't show at all. Gave up almost 750,000 in workout bonus. 2023 one seed to suffer a hangover this year. Ravens or Niners?
What is the definition of hangover?
Like not make the playoffs?
Maybe.
Middle around?
Don't win their division, kind of 6-7 seed.
I don't believe either one of those is going to have that.
That's not the question.
Rich, you know that's not how this
works. I understand that. I understand that. But I mean, if it's stupid, it's just like, what would you rather have for lunch? A pile of poop or a pile of shattered glass? Like, you know, like I got to choose just because you're giving me two ridiculous choices?
Play the game and be a professional.
Playing the game. Playing the game. All right, I'll go Rich.
One team's in the hardest division in football.
I will go Ravens.
It's been a simple answer to just say, oh, the Ravens.
If that's what you want to hear, then I'll give it to you. There you go. I will say this. I don't believe either one of them are going to suffer a hangover this season at all.
You think they're both the one seed then? More likely to repeat as the one seed.
49ers.
Ooh, pivoted on you.
Well, you went more positive. You know, you will always get a better answer out of me if you give me a half full glass, pal.
Negative is so much more fun.
What else?
He truly believes that too, bud.
What else?
U.S. Open going on right now. Scottie Scheffler on the second hole. He's even through the first one. More likely to win more majors this year.
Scottie Scheffler.
Or Carlos Alcaraz.
Oh.
Our boy Alcaraz.
Well, Alcaraz is only two more shots at it, and Scheffler's got two more shots at it. They I see what you're doing one, right now. You know I see what saying? You're doing right now. Both of them in their next major like are on grass. I'm going to go Scottie Scheffler.
Who did you think my other was going to be, if not Alcaraz?
Out of the field.
Oh, okay.
The field. You know, I'll go. You could take the music down right here. I'll go. Scheffler is the Metropolitan Police going to pull Alcaraz over as he tries to drive into Roland Garros?
It's very possible.
Do we know that?
I don't know.
Because then,
I don't know what they're doing.
Then I'm definitely taking Scheffler because that's the LPD man is the only thing that's been able to stop Scottie Scheffler this year.
Pinehurst PD on notice this week.
So, what else you got over there?
Okay, more likely to be the higher number. The higher number combined NBA Finals Stanley Cup games. Or Chargers wins this year. Joey Bosa is saying camp has been intense.
Oh, Chargers wins. Come on, dude. Jim Harbaugh went +7 the last time he took over a program.
Who cares? He's got the Chargers curse hanging over him.
Who cares?
Okay, I mean, that has nothing to do with now.
Get out of here. More combined NBA. So it's four finals and then maybe four. Yeah, I'll take.
Could be five, could be seven. This number could be 12.
Jim Harbaugh +7 this year is 12.
You think the Chargers are going +7?
Who are you talking to? Do you understand who you're talking to
right
now? A
person who always picks against the Chiefs?
I do not always pick against the Chiefs.
Just the last few years.
Nope, that's not true. Don't you dare smear me with inaccuracies.
He besmirched you.
You go, Chargers?
Who's got it better than me?
Just saying.
Nobody. What's next? Chargers? You got one more?
Like you in particular?
All right, here we go. More likely to be the more competitive battle. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul when they finally touch gloves later this fall. Or Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut. Hot dog battle over Labor Day live on Netflix.
So what you're saying is what's more competitive on Netflix? An unretired Tyson versus Jake Paul or an unretired Kobayashi against, an exiled Joey Chestnut because he took a contract for a non-meat
Impossible
hot dog.
Dogs or
right,
something?
Yeah. And you know what? That was a calorie too far for the good people.
Got himself banned from Nathan's.
Of Nathan. Like, Nathan will be able to overlook a lot of things, but going non-meat.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
I mean, that's fighting foods. It's got to be Kobayashi versus Chestnut. Come on now. Kobayashi hasn't been out too long of the game.
So, I think so.
Yeah.
You know how I feel. I'd rather watch that than.
You'd rather watch that.
By the way, I will never forget the first time I turned on that hot dog eating contest for the kids when they were much younger. And they were just. They were like 7-5-3,
right.
And we were in Nantucket on July 4th, and I sat them down, and they were just staring at the screen. What's going on? And Susie walked in, and she's like, "What the hell are you doing?" It's amazing. Was like basically I put an X-rated movie on,
pretty much.
Just like the food, like to show children that you are allowed to eat like this.
You dip the bun in water.
Yeah, you're dipping a hot dog, and then you're eating it in one bite.
Break the hot dog in half,
and it's all coming out of your mouth. The fact that I'm teaching children that it's one place in this world and one moment on the planet that it's acceptable to eat like that. She was so angry at me.
Okay. Funny Island.
What else?
Do you think we need one more? All right. We'll get one more.
All right. Sure.
One more.
Oh, wow.
Gentlemen, who's more likely to resurface first on this planet?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers or Mike Del Tufo? Where are they? I don't know where you are.
How would you switch this?
I don't have everything ready.
Great. Maybe they're together. Are they together right now sipping tea?
It's very possible.
Is that right?
They could,
you know.
Look at Del Tufo's face.
They're out in the boat. Have we checked Mike's boat? Do we know that Aaron's not there with Mike?
Are you here for the rest of the week, Jay? I need to know before I answer. You're here the rest of the week. So it's maybe next Monday.
Oh, we have no idea.
Rogers is going to be. I'll go Del Tufo.
Del Tufo's gonna resurface.
Resurface next, yeah.
Rich, can I tell you, with his mind
expanded as well. Great one. That's a great one to finish.
I can almost guarantee you Del Tufo will not be resurfacing before Aaron next Monday.
Oh, you think so? You know where he is? You know where he is?
I don't know anything. I'm just guessing.
Okay. I don't know.
I plead the fifth.
Well done. Great finish right there. That's a finish for the flourish. That was What's More Likely presented by T. Rowe Price. When you invest directly with T. Rowe Price, you get an experienced partner who empowers you to invest your way so you can meet your financial goals. Visit TRowePrice.com to start your personal investment journey. Joe Davis is going to be joining us in studio. Hour number three, your phone calls. Phones are lit. 844-204-RICH.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Are you into weird, spooky, and strange history? Horrifying History tells you about the side of history that people don't normally talk about. We tell the tales of haunted places, infamous true crimes, unsolved mysteries, the paranormal, and then we look to history to see where the truth actually lies. Want to get spooky with us?
Horrifying History, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Mike Del Tufo is standing at a microphone that's about, I'd say, 20 feet away.
Yep.
Looking right at Mr. Wonderful of Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. Go for it, Mike Del Tufo.
What happens if, like, something happens to me and 2,500 miles away, my family's there, and they don't know? I could be sitting in the apartment alone, dead for days. So I came up with an idea for an app called Just In Case that would be basically you download it, and you could check in with this app. And other people could see that, A, you're alive still. You could basically be tracked with it.
Just to get the whole story before I completely eviscerate you.
Go ahead.
How would you make money doing this?
Subscription per month.
People are going to pay per month.
99 cents per month. Very cheap.
If your mom calls you for 2 days and doesn't get an answer, she's probably going to call the super and say, go check on his corpse. Like, think about it. They don't need 99 cents a month for that.
In theory, wouldn't you want, if it's something you don't have to do,
Mike,
other people can check in?
When you're dead, you're dead. Like, who cares?
How does the app know you're dead?
The app doesn't know you're dead.
You have to tell it you're not dead.
The app would tell you that you're not checking in. Every time you unlock your phone, it would ping, and you put people on a list that know that if, like, your mother's in Florida, she could be sitting in the house. You know that at least she's checked in on her phone. If you're their kid, you don't have to talk to him on the phone. You don't have to call him. And if it's a kid, the kid.
Why, if you think you're, if you're worried if your mother's dead, why don't you call her?
Well, let's say.
Call your mother, Mike.
People don't call their mother and father and live 2,500 miles away
Mom,
every day.
I just want to make sure you're not dead. Like, are you kidding? You should call your mother every day.
No. I'm talking about, like, all day. You don't know.
You want to know the exact moment your mother died.
You can check in. You know that they've actually. Exactly.
That will never not delight me. That is still, like, that is a top five, and it will never be knocked out of the top five in the history of our program.
Ready, Set, Griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle. Carbon steel cooktop, safe for metal tools, pre-season, ready to cook on right out of the box. It stays ready, not rusty. It heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. There's a Weber Works prep and cook store system that keeps cooking supplies handy. You can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. You can get fired up right now for your new Slate Rust Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle. We had lunch on it yesterday.
Oh, baby, did we
ever.
Let
me tell you.
We were on Chuck's Flavor Train yesterday.
Our new best friend.
Yep.
He came down from San Francisco and absolutely killed it. Killed it. Just awesome.
So good.
It's Patrick tough. Mahomes, you know what he did last night?
I saw him.
We saw him. He was courtside. In Dallas. And then I guess you wake up early, you fly commercial, right? You get there 2 hours before.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he did.
It's amazing. I mean, it's a direct flight, I guess, from Dallas to Kansas City he was able to get on.
Weird.
Because he was at practice today. What was he talking about, Hoskins? Throwing deep to Hollywood Brown.
That's going to be a fun connection this year.
You know, as we all know, Hollywood Brown didn't get much run in Baltimore. I mean, he got some, right? I mean, in Lamar's first MVP season. Then he goes to Arizona and didn't do much. Now he's in Kansas City, and everyone's like, he's plug and play like Tyreek Hill. Well, here's his Mahomes talking about throwing to Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, I think this is probably the most, like, comfortable I think I've felt of just being able to not let something, I guess, affect me. I mean, when you go up against Spags, you're not going to be right 100% of the time, and there's been times where I've lost on blitzes, and Spags gets me with the new pressure that he's working on, and I think it's just being able to, all right, we'll just get the ball in my hand, get it to the check down or wherever that is, and then live to play another play, and I think that's just something I felt more comfortable with. And then I think it's been cool that we've been trying. Like, Country's back to my old days. He's forcing me to push the ball down the field. If I don't, he throws little jabs at me, like, oh, you want to throw the check down here? And I'm like, I got you, Coach. We're going to push it.
Michelle mentioned the receivers, but specifically Hollywood was the big addition. Mm-hmm. Just from Dallas until now, how far have you seen him come, and just where is your chemistry at headed into training camp?
No, I mean, he's done a great job. I mean, it's hard to learn this offense, and I feel like he's done a great job picking it up very fast. And then obviously you see the ability. I don't know how he's here in our place because of how talented he is. And I can just see that it's going to be a great season for him, and it's going to take pressure off other guys. And I think it's going to help get Trav open, help get Rasheed open. It's going to help get all these guys open because you're going to have that speed threat that can run routes and do all those different things. So I'm very excited to get him out there in the regular season.
Mm-mm-mm. First things first, Rasheed's got to get himself open. That's number one. Mm-hmm. But number two, throwing deep. I mean, Andy Reid's jabbing Mahomes for taking the profit, not going broke against Spags, Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator who stayed put. I mean, I love hearing that. When I heard that, I'm like, okay. Because last year, we all know, that's how they won a Super Bowl last year, is Mahomes doesn't have to throw deep anymore. Now Hollywood Brown is in that spot, and I guess Reed's like, throw it to him, that guy that's down the field. Man, if they have to take the top of the defense off again, if that guy can actually provide that, where you take the top of the defense off again, and they don't have to run it as much, and Mahomes doesn't have to check it down as much, and you can just do the old Mahomes magic again. Oh, my God. That's the story of the season, period. End of story. The other 31 teams have tons going for them, tons to talk about. Going into the 2024 season, it's about the first ever three-peat. Can they do it? It's been 20 years since we've had a possible three-peat. And the Patriots went as far as the divisional round. What will the Chiefs do? That is story one through story last of this season. Can't wait for it. Joe Davis coming out. You know, I mean, we're just biding our time for football, and there's so much going on. There's a lot of teams that are able to win the Super Bowl, 100%. There's only one that's able to win the Super Bowl and do something we've never seen before, and every single game is going to be about it. And every single game, we're going to be talking about the Chiefs' ability to go deep again, throw deep, go deep, all of that. And I will just counsel everybody, go slow.
Because last year, the Chiefs looked like they couldn't do a lick of championship football when it all came down to it, and they lose in Arrowhead on Christmas Day to a plucky Raiders team, and they didn't lose after that. And if you didn't get them then, when are you going to get them this year?
Yeah, well, do you think you'll get them now?
That's what I'm saying. And again, it's going to be about, well, LeJarius Sneed's not there anymore, and what's going to happen without Rashee Rice? Can Hollywood Brown really do it? All of that. That's a lot of cheese. Will you take it? Will the Chiefs make it cheese for you to take? Meaning, is it actual viable cheese for you to take? Or is it real 100% grade A cheese that you should gobble up because the Chiefs aren't going to do it? That's it. I understand every other team has its own narratives, and tons of them have the ability to win the Super Bowl. There's only one that can do it three times in a row, and they have the horses to pull it off. Joe Davis is going to come out, voice of the Dodgers, Major League Baseball on Fox, and the NFL as well.
Every story eventually comes to an end. This June, hear the final episode of Season 2 of the hit podcast series In the Red Clay, Durham. In the Red Clay tells the unbelievable true story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history. In the podcast that people are calling riveting, incredibly moving, captivating, and addicting. Binge Seasons 1 and 2 of In the Red Clay now, wherever you listen.